ucucuğum mu?
Ucucuğum ben. Ucucuğum. Ucucuğum ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM. Today we're talking with Tina Kramlich with Top Designer. She's going to be talking a little bit about the fundraiser they're doing for the Humane Society. How are you doing today, Tina?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing very well. So you want to tell us a little bit about this? It's a fundraiser for the Humane Society. What was the inspiration for that?
One of my clients, actually, Shelley Anderson, comes in and gets her haircut, and we were visiting one day, and she had mentioned that they were looking to put a new window into the cat room at the Humane Society. Once a year, we try to do a big fundraiser to give back to the community to thank everybody for coming into the salon. So that was kind of the inspiration when Shelley mentioned that to me. We decided to focus this year on the Humane Society. So our goal is to put a large picture window in the cat room. It's going to cover the cost of the supplies and the labor. And then we're hoping to gather our girls to go in and paint the room after the window is in.
Okay. So this is all for the Humane Society then?
Yep.
You guys are keeping nothing. It's just everything
absolutely.
You guys get is going towards the Humane Society.
Absolutely.
Okay,
all proceeds go to them.
Great. You want to talk a little bit about what's going to be happening then during the fundraiser?
Yep, you bet. It's actually going to be this Saturday, the 17th. It's going to run from 11 to 5. We are going to be serving Sloppy Joe's a meal starting at 11 until they're gone. We're also doing a silent auction from 12 to 2. We're going to be doing chair massages that day. We also are doing $15 haircuts, which is perfect for back to school time. With the haircuts, if you just want to call up to the salon and let the girls know that it's for the Humane Society, they'll get everybody booked in. The number up there is 252-1599. So we'll be doing the chair massages. We're doing the Sloppy Joe meal. The Radio Rover is also coming to do a live remote that day, so we're pretty excited about
that.
We also have RNC School of Rock coming that day to donate their time. They're a local DJ. They have done some stuff with the Humane Society before, and I do believe they've adopted from there. So when they heard we were doing it, they were very excited and said that they will be there 100%.
Good.
So we're getting geared up for them to come too. We also have, we're going to be doing makeup applications. We have a new line in for makeup. It's called Mirabella, and we are going to have two consultants coming that day. It's brand new to us, so we've only had it a couple weeks, but those consultants will be coming that day to help us with the makeup too. So the other thing we're working on is at each of our stations, we have 16 stations where the girls do their hair cutting and stuff. On each of the stations, we are featuring one cat and one dog that needs to be adopted. So we're pretty excited. The girls have been, I guess, kind of soliciting the kitties and the puppies, trying to find them good homes.
Okay.
There's a couple that really need a home. They've been there for a while, so we're working really hard on that. The last thing I want to mention is none of these fundraisers can happen without sponsors. That's a huge, huge part of it, and our community has been very, very good for that. So I'd like to run through our sponsors just so they get a little bit of recognition. We'll start with Ingstead Family Media, Riddles Jewelry, Buffalo Mall, White's Home Decor, Home of Economy, Gun and Reel Sports, Anytime Fitness, Rainbow Laundry and Tanning, Quality Inn and Suites, Frito-Lay, Cork and Barrel, King Photography Studio, Bison 6 Cinema, Paradiso, Domino's, Countryside RV, R&B Motorsports, The Art Center, RM Stout, Don's House of Flowers, Tia Tanning and Wellbeing, and I think that there was a couple more. I know I just filled out one for the Jamestown Sun, so we still have some that are still coming in, so I'm sorry if I missed you. We're still working on finalizing all of that.
Okay, now, if people wanted to sponsor, they're absolutely welcome to sponsor this
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. These sponsors mainly are for the silent auction, so if anybody wants to bring in an item anytime between now and 10:55 on Saturday morning, we absolutely will accept the sponsors.
Okay, and now is that the only, what do you take for donations? They can buy haircuts, they got the $15 haircuts, they can donate sponsorship material. Is there any other way? Can they just monetary donations
absolutely.
As well?
The Humane Society is actually going to be joining us out there.
Okay.
So they'll have a table set up. We're actually going to have some iPads running so that they can see the cats and dogs that are out there. I think they're going to have volunteer forms if there's any anybody that wants to come in and do that. They're also going to have adoption forms, so you can fill out the form right there and submit it if there's any of the pets that you're interested in.
Perfect. Okay. Wow. It sounds like you guys got a lot of stuff ready for this Saturday, gearing up for that. One thing, if people don't know where Top Design is, where is the location of Top Design?
We are actually located in the Buffalo Mall in Jamestown. We are located right next to the former Kmart. That is going to be Home of Economy very, very soon, which we're very excited. They're getting geared up. They're putting up their racks and stuff. So we're excited for that.
Awesome. Is there anything we're missing, Tina, before...
I actually joined the Humane Society. I went to their meeting last night. And one of the things that, when I was still there, that they had brought up, that has been brought up to them many times, is I want to make sure that people understand that our Humane Society is a no-kill shelter. So those pets, once they come in, they have been there for, you know, they'll be there until they're adopted. There's some out there that have been there for 14 months.
Wow.
So they definitely need volunteers. They need homes for those pets, so.
Right. And, I mean, the Humane Society, they're nothing but good things about the Humane Society. Like you said, they're a no-kill shelter, and it's absolutely great that Top Design would be doing this for them to raise awareness and also to raise money for their cause. So that's this Saturday from 11 to 5, you said.
Yep.
$15 haircuts, Sloppy Joes until they're gone. If they need any more information, can they contact you at Top Design?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Again, the number up there is 252-1599. One more thing is I would like to encourage everybody, even if you don't have room for a pet, to go out there. I hadn't been there in 10 years. We adopted two cats 10 years ago. I hadn't been out there since then. When I went out, it was a new experience for me. You don't realize how much help they need out there and how badly the pets need homes, which, don't get me wrong, they're taken very, very well care of. But obviously, I went out there, was very touched by a lot of the pets, and am very proud to say that we are the new owner of a little girl kitty named Tanya now.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Definitely, I'd encourage everybody to go out there, because even if you don't have room, maybe you know somebody that does, and you can say, you know what, there's this awesome kitty out there named Cricket, and she needs a home.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. And it's great that you guys are doing this then. So, okay, again, this Saturday, 11 to 5, Top Designs, they're doing all these things, $15 haircuts, Sloppy Joes and everything. Tina, thank you so much for coming in and letting everybody know about this that's going on.
Thank you for letting us have the time.